Good afternoon. Humidity is going to increase today, along with the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be on the severe side as we work our way into the afternoon and evening. The main concern with these showers and thunderstorms, if they do turn severe, will be strong wind gusts, heavy rain, potentially localized flash flooding, and if these storms do develop, a lot do have the potential to have some rotation to them. So we will be keeping a close eye out for any signs of tornado development. There could be some differential heating boundaries on which these storms could develop, and we could see some robust convection across the Mid-Hudson Valley and northwestern Connecticut by the early afternoon along the southward extent of clouds associated with this morning's showers. Some severe risk will linger, especially into the start of the night tonight, as activity develops along the upstream dew point boundary for us, and we could see some better forcing over our northern zones because of this. Drier air is going to gradually work its way into the region for the second half of the night. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Isaias is forecast to move northward and skirt the east coast of Florida today. While Isaias is no longer forecast to re-strengthen into a hurricane, the impacts will remain essentially the same. Dangerous storm surge of 2 to 4 feet is expected in some coastal areas, regardless of whether Isaias makes landfall in Florida. How much heavy rain occurs over eastern Florida will depend on the exact track it takes. Isaias is then forecast to move north toward the Carolinas and potentially make landfall there Monday night, causing high winds. Heavy rainfall totals are expected to cause potentially life-threatening flash flooding over the Carolinas and then the Mid-Atlantic Monday and Tuesday as Isaias continues to move north. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 121 at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Peter Sinks, Utah, at Copper Basin, Idaho, and just to the northwest of Grand Lake, Colorado. For those traveling across the northeast today in New York City, mostly cloudy with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 88. In Boston, partly sunny with a high near 87. And in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with a chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms as highs reach near 80. The Albany, New York climate normals for today are the average high is 82, while the average low is 61. The record high of 97 was set back in 1975, while the record low of 45 was set back in 1976. Today's sunrise was at 5:48 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:14 p.m. It's a total of 14 hours and 24 minutes of daylight today. It's a difference of 2 minutes and 13 seconds of daylight lost from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we'll see the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms as we work our way into the afternoon. Some of these storms could be severe, otherwise we stay mostly cloudy as our highs reach into the low 80s. For the night tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms remain likely early on and gradually clear out. We turn back to mostly cloudy skies as overnight lows drop down only into the upper 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are seeing that chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be severe, as highs reach into the upper 80s. We say mostly cloudy when it is not raining. For the night tonight, that chance for showers and thunderstorms stays with us into the early part of the overnight hours, then gradual decrease in cloud cover is expected as overnight lows drop down into the low 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we'll see the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with highs reaching near the low 80s, we could see some of these storms be severe. Showers and thunderstorms gradually come to an end. We turn mostly cloudy tonight with overnight lows near the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at the chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, some of which could be severe. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies are expected as highs reach into the low 80s. For the night tonight, the chance for showers and thunderstorms gradually comes to an end as we turn back to mostly cloudy skies and overnight lows dropping into the upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we will see the chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, some of which could be severe. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies are expected as highs reach near the mid-80s. The chance for showers and thunderstorms gradually comes to an end tonight. We stay mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the low 70s and upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.